Are you ready?
I am ready. Welcome to the Thought Shower. Hey, thank you for subscribing and for liking and commenting and rating. If you haven't, be a good person and do it. And it's very simple. You just click those buttons. Before we get into the podcast, I realized something on the plane today. I was like, oh my God. Actually, I realized it before, but I remember that I realized it during the plane. So do you remember? The St. Pete show was Friday. We'll get to the show in a second. In the meet and greet, though, the guy that gave me the bag of Florida stuff that was like the shot glasses and the sunglasses and the shorts, he leaned in and he said, "She knows I'm a thought. Now she knows I'm a thought." And I was like, when he walked away before I could say, I'm like, that was the first guy in Tampa years ago. So we met this dude years ago and he goes, "My girlfriend doesn't know I'm a thought." And I was like, "Dude, tell her." And so he came up this time and goes, "She not knows I'm a thought." And like, it took me a second. And once I realized, I was like, "Oh, damn it. I wish I would have it would have clicked in that moment." Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I hope he DMs you and please check your DMs. Please do. That's a really funny. That was awesome. Hilarious.
So we got back today. I got back a little bit earlier than Shelby. I mean, there's just so much to get into for this weekend. I landed on Thursday. It was fun. The cool thing about the tour is seeing my buddy Kevin, who I probably wouldn't see nearly as much if it wasn't for the tour because he lives in Minnesota. But everything went really well. I mean, my flight was delayed 30 minutes. And are you checking your teeth?
Yeah, I thought my tooth broke, but it wasn't that. It's not broken.
Okay. Nobody's flights were delayed. The show, I mean, first of all, I was excited. This was going to be a four-day excursion. We get on Thursday, come back Sunday. I was go to the pool, lay out, a little boating.
You know.
None of that happened.
Tampa. What the hell?
It was flooding, man. There was the hotel next to us, their benches. If you sat on the bench, your foot's in the water.
Literally, it was it was raining so badly on Friday, and then it was cold on Saturday, and I was actually really bummed.
Well, I mean, so here's here's the long and the short of it. So Saturday or Thursday, went out with a hoodie and friend Kevin. Not out, went to roll the beer, got food, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be a snob, but they definitely got my drink wrong because I could tell because I ordered they had a whole list of whiskey. So I ordered one, she goes, comes back, we don't have it. Or another one, comes back, they don't have it. The third thing I ordered, she gave it to me, and it definitely wasn't what I ordered. But I'm
she's probably just sick of telling you that they didn't have it.
Yeah, which I got. But you landed at 11, went to Wing House. Wing House is really good.
Yeah, I had some pretty good wings. What was it? The honey hot wings? They were bomb.
Friday to me is kind of a blur. So I got to the venue at 4 at the Palladium. And Chewy was great. The show, I think, was really good. Everything worked perfectly, I feel like. I don't know.
I mean, I thought the show was fantastic. And it was just I don't know. And everybody was really chill. It was also just cool to see people that we haven't seen in 2 years. And I think the show went pretty flawlessly.
Well, the gifts,
for the most part,
we did the Florida gift challenge, and when I got to the venue, there's already gifts there, which was dope. So we have somebody gave mini putt, a mini putt putt game, which is cool.
That's cool.
Balls for Chewy and hot ones, the card game.
Oh yeah, and we were gonna play that yesterday.
We probably didn't. And then there's so many other cool stuff people brought, the rubber duckies. And
I have your Mickey Mouse ears.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Shoot, I haven't unpacked yet.
And I literally almost left them by accident on the bed. And then I was doing the last walkthrough. And I was first of all, why didn't you take these with everything else?
I don't remember. I got the sponge as well, an actual sponge from the ocean.
Yeah.
It was very a very humbling thing because there was just talking about there's a couple that drove 6 hours.
Yeah, from the Keys.
Yeah, which is just it was wild. And you mentioned, seeing all the people from Florida that we haven't seen in 2 years, old coworkers, was wild. And on a note that I think was really cool is that some of the radio folks were saying, it's crazy that the show did as well as it did, not being on the radio here. That's a testament to people listening to the podcast. And I'm just feeling very grateful. Now, to you,
what?
A couple of things about you. You are such a good dancer. And
I know. I know that you get jealous when you see me dance because I know you want to get TikTok famous with your moves. You gotta step it up. You gotta be a little bit more confident.
I think I'm gonna try to step it up going forward.
Step up.
Yeah, because when I see you dance and you just get really into it, and it's for me, that's kind of cool.
At least I can let loose and have fun. At least when I'm old, I'll look back and be like, that was a fun girl.
And you probably still will be when you're that old.
Why
too.
Are you talking like that?
What do you
though?
Mean?
Why are you talking like
I
that?
I was doing my sauce impression.
Is that how I talk?
Yes.
I do not talk like
Bro,
that.
I was when you go back and listen to the podcast, I was matching your tone and inflection.
There's absolutely no way.
I will bet you $5.
So do you just like, should I go change my voice then? Like, is that what we're getting at here?
I think, and hear me out, let some happiness into your heart and just see what difference it makes.
You're making fun of my dancing. I know I can't dance. I already feel awkward dancing when I'm out in public.
No, so
you
don't.
The fact that I was even dancing is like a testament of like me having fun. So like you're not going to hurt my feelings. I think you're just going to hurt drunk John's feelings because he probably wants to dance too. And you're not letting that dragon out. Now, I don't know why.
Listen, when I dance, you know what the problem is?
I
put out the wet floor sign when I'm done.
Because you're sweating? Like
No, because the people watching. Because.
Okay. Either you're like disgusting or that was just like a really dumb joke.
Well, all jokes are inherently dumb, Shelbs. And now I don't know what am I going to do with my time? Actually, when it was funny.
Are we fighting? Because you know I hate to be called Shelbs. Like, what is happening here?
I call you Shelbs too. I have a week off this week, and then our first game for hockey is next Friday.
That's exciting already.
Yeah,
I thought for some reason the games were like next year, like that part of the season.
Nah, dude. Nah, fam. But anyway, it was just it was an amazing time.
It was so fun.
To everybody that came to the shows, thank you. Palladium's just a dope venue in general.
It's a gorgeous venue.
I want to shout out Josh too. So Josh did video for us, and he's a really cool kid. So like we didn't really know, like we talked about like be great if, you know, somebody could come out and do video stuff and not really know. And Josh reached out and just a really nice dude. Like I was like very excited to get a chance to work with him. Journey with Josh is his Instagram. And like he's just a very nice, friendly dude.
He's so down to earth and he's just also like very helpful. And I feel like it's just like, not that we needed him to be helpful, if that makes sense, but he was like trying to help in like all different kinds of aspects that like it was just like really nice because like sometimes the shows can get really stressful, so usually people aren't like, you know, stepping up to just help when like he was already there for one job, you know what I mean? No, he was really awesome though.
But then so like we do the show and like meet and greet is probably like an hour and a half ish I feel like, maybe closer to two, and then so we go to Park and Rec St. Pete. That's a lot of fun, you know.
That was fun.
Drink skis, dance skis. The Hellringers came out who do the merch, and then we split up cars to go back. And I don't remember what the reason. Oh, because we picked up somebody else because D came back.
Yeah.
So you, Hoodie, and Josh went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Myself, Kevin, and D were going to Uber back to the hotel. Yeah. And called the Uber, and the Uber is probably from the venue or from the after party to the hotel, probably about 45 minutes.
Yeah, like, it's
so correct. Uber takes a bit together. He gets there. First of all, like, I hate riding in Uber X's. Like, I prefer the XL. I don't like, because for whatever reason, Uber X, I get car sick very easily. It is what it is. Especially if there's more, and like, there's three dudes, like three grown adults. There's no Uber XLs. So I'm like, well, you know what? We'll suck up. We get in. The guy goes, fellas, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? He goes, says here, your hotel is 22 miles away. And I have exactly 22 miles worth of gas left in my tank.
Like,
but wait, he goes, what do you want me to do? And we sit there, and I'm like, dude, this is not a riddle. And he goes,
I don't know, put gas in your car?
Yeah, and like, I'm like, you knew the distance we accepted. And so D goes, I love when there's a side quest. So,
but it's like, why did you accept the trip before putting gas in your vehicle? Because that's just like a little part of your job that's kind of important.
It worked out, though, because we went to Wawa, D got me a sandwich. And then we got back in the Uber.
Was it a gobbler?
No, it was just like, like pre-made stuff. Because I didn't want to wait in line. Anyway, get back in the Uber, and all of a sudden the dude had a fedora on. And I don't remember him having a fedora. And amongst myself, Kevin, and D, there's arguing over whether or not he had a fedora. And in hindsight, I have a video of him with a fedora on, though. So
that's,
I don't know.
So weird.
The whole thing is bizarre. So, like, then I think,
oh, maybe he was like a fairy god dad.
I don't know. I was so exhausted that I got back to the hotel. We all kind of went separate ways. I was going to get like a nightcap. So I went to get ice and I walk out and saw Kevin. I don't think Kevin saw me. Kevin had no recollection of seeing me.
That's so funny.
And then Saturday basically was like just slept the entire day. Here's the thing too, going forward, I definitely next year, if there is another tour, don't know yet, gonna need like a tour manager.
Yes, you do.
Because
yes.
it's like this year, it's too draining. I was telling somebody, maybe it's our friend Sarah. I was like, I book it, route it, like I do the jobs of like what's 30 people. It's just too much.
Yeah, you definitely need help. Definitely.
Thank you. Mentally.
You're welcome. That too. Sure. Thank you. I was just saying you definitely need somebody to help you with your, you know, like planning it all. It's just a lot.
Well, it'd be a chance for you to step up, Shelly, but I know it's too hard for you to do so because you don't care about me as a friend. And then,
dude, one cares about your pity party today. And, like, everyone's listening, like, you just had a great show. Why are you picking on me? I don't know, listener. And, I don't know why I'm still picking on me. Then, shut up.
And then
what?
So this morning, leaving the hotel, it's like 7. I'm like, you want to know what? I'm gonna go knock on my good friend Shelby Zork. I don't know the next time I'm gonna see her. I want to say goodbye. So I knock on the door and give you a little hug ski, and I take a piece of pizza for the road. And you go, give me a cheese stick or a cheese stick. What is he gonna eat it in bed? And then I'm on the plane. You text me. You go, why'd you come to my room? I'm like, to say goodbye.
Well, I was up drinking till 5 a.m., so
oh my God, really were you?
Remember. Yeah, I don't remember you coming to my room.
Just by yourself?
No, so D and Kevin and myself were drinking until 5 a.m.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, because we wanted to finish the bourbon since you weren't going to take it with you.
Did you finish both bottles?
I think so, yeah.
See, because my flight back was at 8, and I wish it was later, but I couldn't change it online because of Chewy.
Yeah.
But it worked out because my flight back, there was on the flight there, Hoodie and I are the only ones on the flight there who didn't have somebody in the middle of us.
That sucks.
And the way, no, it was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that for some reason my brain like thought that you guys were the middle people.
No, we're the only ones that had like an empty seat between us. And then the way back, there's only like 70 people on the plane. So like it was easier that way too. Because with Chewy, it's just a pain in the rear. So also, there's a 9-year-old at the show. So that was exciting.
That's different. I mean, next year, maybe just don't make it all ages.
Well, it's Florida. You know what I mean?
It's not really an all ages show.
That's if there is next year. I don't know. I think I haven't had a ton to process this tour. This is the most fun we've had, I think, as a group collectively.
For sure.
Certainly the best.
For sure.
The best shows. It felt like the energy was just there. It felt like the crowd was more excited. It was just very awesome. And it's always, again, to hear like people come in. And I think that it's, you know, this is a very beat down your spirits industry where it's really hard every day to like put on like the smiley face and try to be entertaining. So when to have like people like come up to the meet and greet and say how much like we like the podcast means or how much we get people through stuff, that kind of is like the best. I don't know what to say, but like that's just such a rewarding thing to hear. That makes it all really nice to hear,
especially like in markets that you're not in, like that you're not on in anymore, and just to hear people's stories. I don't mean to call out the other cities, but Tampa, I got the nicest DMs. Like I obviously like we get very nice DMs at every single city. That's not what I'm getting at.
Who are you calling out?
What?
You're not calling out anybody.
I'm saying like, but Tampa, I got so many more DMs, and maybe it's because like, you know, that show's not on there anymore, but like the amount of like nice DMs that were just like great the last few days that I've gotten just from Tampa, it's crazy. It's just, but it's obviously like very nice, but it's just like the amount, it's wild.
Yeah, it's obviously it's rewarding. How about the Fisher House? It's very rewarding to hear that. And I feel like I always sound like a broken record, but it's still a wild thing to grasp, like what was like to have an idea, that it's been accepted so, I'm not say worldwide, like so widely accepted and grown to this. It's the craziest thing ever. And this year it means a lot, and it's very emotional to wrap it up. It's scary. It's like now I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have used what's next because I really don't know what's next.
I have some tour name ideas. If you
give me what you got, let me see what you got.
I don't know. I was just thinking of Baby Yoda. I don't know why. I know that's not a great tour name, but I just think like,
I mean, first of all, the Disney company would shut that down in a New York second.
You could just call it like, okay.
You ever heard
about what if you just call it applesauce? Okay. Did I ever what?
Do you want to apologize?
No, because obviously have not been apologizing today, and you keep interrupting me. So, like, I'm not apologizing to you.
Did you ever hear about the radio station that ran the competition years ago for a brand new Toyota? And the woman who won, she got a toy figurine of Yoda, but they said in the air, you went brand new Toyota. So
it's, what?
So it sounded like the car, but it was actually a toy.
Did
Yoda.
Did she know? Mm-mm. Okay, I don't want to get into politics here, but that doesn't seem legal.
But it was like the 90s, the 80s. So that's like back when they were radio, be like, we're going to put a bunch of bees in your house and because we're 96.7 the bee. Like that kind of like stupid stuff. Yeah.
I would be so upset.
There's reasons why. I've done TV stuff. I would imagine there's a bazillion more rules for radio than any other medium because radio had idiots like that who guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to screw over the listener.
For sure.
Make her think she won a brand new car and give her a toy.
For sure. I was thinking about that last week for some reason. I was like, we literally have the dumbest rules and it makes me so mad because I'm like, it's literally like I know what I was thinking. I was talking to somebody about like how I played lacrosse in college and we had the 48 hour rule. So like before a lacrosse game, you could not drink for 48 hours. So if your lacrosse game was on a Saturday, sorry, you couldn't go out Friday night. And if you were caught drinking, you would get in trouble. Also, my college was a dry campus. So because of me and my roommate, they changed the rule to 72 hours. And I was like, I am that person that made the rules even worse. And there's someone out there that did that for radio. There's actually a lot of people.
The tragedy of your life is that you had a mother who pushed you to be great and you just wouldn't do it.
Okay. Are you kidding me? Oh, my mom. I love you, mom. She ruined my life. Like, you know what? This is TMI, but it's fine. I'm not a virgin. We have talked about, you know, our past lives. Listen, hunch. Shut up. Listen, I'm getting to this point. My mom had so ingrained that I had to play lacrosse in college that the day I lost my virginity, I told my high school boyfriend. It says recording started.
Well, I started recording video for this because I wait. So what happened?
So the day that I lost my virginity to my high school boyfriend, I told him that he couldn't get me pregnant because I had to become a lacrosse star or my mom would disown me. Like, I literally said that. That is how much this woman ruined my life. Like, I love you, mom, but like, that's not something that you should be thinking of, like, during that time.
So then you got pregnant then because you're not a lacrosse star.
Dude, are you joking here? I was like, I have to go away to college and play lacrosse and make my mom proud. And I'm like, why was I so like stuck on that? That's embarrassing. I mean, I'm not embarrassed by it now. I'm like, that guy's lucky that he even got to like hook up with me. But I mean,
I thought you were going to say that guy's lucky he had to deal with you for 18 years because there is that too. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, like if that man and I had a child together, that would be horrible. My mom called him Demon Boy. Like, actually, like, you know, we have nicknames for all my ex-boyfriends. My high school boyfriend was Demon Boy. So that was cool. Hope he's doing great. This is super awkward. So I just want to throw it out there that my mom is a nice lady, but that's a little bit too much. There was something that she did there that was just a little off.
Was that a sock you just whipped across the screen?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. So I'm getting hot. So like, don't your feet control your body temperature?
So I don't know if that's the case, but I believe you, I guess.
Like your ears and your feet.
You know, Shelbs.
Stop calling me that. You know I hate when people call me that. You know I do.
Any hoozles. If you didn't get a chance to go, because by the way, the St. Pete show is odd. I had a lot of people reach out and say they couldn't come because of weather. Yeah. Like
the weather was atrocious.
You should still buy merch. We gotta get rid of the merch. InternJohnStore.com. Mm-hmm. Benefits Fisher House Foundation still. Very exciting, and we'll see what happens with next year. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Also,
thank you so much, everyone.
Can I just say, on the recent real-ish, it might be impossible next year anyway because all the venues are doing like actual shows. So like it might be 2023.
Ooh, so you can make it like Blink 182 theme, like No One Likes You When You're 23. That's fun. No one likes you. 2023.
By the way, I want, because we had so many people bring this up in the line, we should bring back Shower Solicited on for other ones.
Oh yeah, we should.
So if you have a question for Sauce,
DM it to me. We will bring it back. We'll do it like next Monday, right?
Why don't we do it next Wednesday?
Because we always did it on Mondays.
Okay. What if it's good video?
Okay, we can do it on Wednesdays.
God bless, no stress.
Shower solicited this Wednesday. DM me if you have any questions at Shelby Sauce. Correct. Shelby SOS.
You can follow me at Instagram Radio. We will see you on Wednesday.
Bye.
These are our thoughts he has. Will sometimes get a pass. When intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And sauce.